right, welcome to the North Athlete Podcast. Today, I'm going to be interviewing Ryan Murdoch from the basketball team. He's a 6'5" forward. He's played varsity for 2 years. So, Ryan, tell me about some like off-season camps and games, and like kind of how all that works, like the AAU stuff and all that.
Well, the AAU season starts early in March. I mean, right after districts and playoffs. And usually you'll start tryouts mid-March sometime. And depending on the team you make or the team you play for, you're going to be traveling in the summer to various places. This summer, I played for Larry Hughes Basketball Academy, and we went to Omaha, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa, and Kansas City as well. So with that, we're through a tournament, an organized tournament called Recruit Look, which is pretty much it brings recruits from colleges and brings it to the AAU standard and AAU level. And it's good for exposure, and it's very competitive. I mean, AAU is a lot more competitive than high school basketball, I would think. But for camps, I didn't go to a lot. I didn't even go to a camp this summer just because of COVID. But yeah. Normally with camps, you have kind of tier level camps. So you'll start at your first tier. And last year I went to Phenom camp and I got selected to go to California. But just because of how fast the selection was, I wasn't able to go. But with camps, they bring all these players in. You're probably with 200 other kids, and pretty much they select the people they want to go to the national camp, and then the national camp has recruits. They'll have college coaches come in and coach you on various things, and then give you a player breakdown of who you are as a player and tell you kind of where you're going to go in your future. So that's kind of how it works with the summer. Lots of camps, tons of training, summer ball, you're traveling. This summer I'm probably going to travel a lot more than I did last summer, but because of COVID, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you play both. Do you like one or the other anymore? And is there a reason behind that?
For high school and AAU?
Yeah, do you like – is there one of them that you like more than the other?
I think I like high school more just because the amount of games is less than AAU. And the atmosphere is a lot better than AAU. With AAU, there's so much like very congested when you go into a gym in AAU. There's a lot of people there. You don't really feel as if your game's that important, but you go to a high school game and it's like they're there to see that game. And last year I thought, you know, our team for varsity may not have been great, but the atmosphere created by the fans was amazing compared to AAU atmosphere, which you have a lot of parents arguing and yelling at the refs, and it's nothing like a high school basketball game. I like AAU better for the recruitment process and for getting seen and exposure, but high school games, I think, beat out AAU games a lot more just because of the fans and the energy level that's there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the fan atmosphere. It was a lot of fun last year when we could actually, like, attend games and stuff.
Yeah.
That was very fun.
And even this year, we had a game against Fort Zumal East, and they had a lot of fans there. And seeing that and just being in that kind of, I don't know, pre-COVID situation where there's actually fans there, even with opposing fans, it was amazing just playing with fans and having people there. So I think that's something that helps. And I think that fans bring a lot of energy that with a younger team that we need. And so we'll see how it goes in the future. Hopefully next year we'll have fans, but it's varying, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. So you've played basketball for how many years?
Like competitively?
Just any basketball.
Well, I started playing probably around 8. So probably 8 years now.
A good 8 years. So I'm sure you've had a lot of coaches along the line. Like, is there a coach that kind of jumps out that is your favorite coach? Maybe like your favorite personality, or just taught you the most about the game, you know, or anything like that?
I've had various coaches that I would say have taught me a lot about the game. Mm-hmm. One of my coaches in the newspaper that I used for the newspaper, Walter Harris, Coach 3, as everybody calls him, he taught me a lot about defense and getting my shot up and shot mechanics. Mm-hmm. Jason Wells, he's worked with Kevin Durant, LeBron. He taught me a lot about theory in basketball. He also taught me a lot about how to be a better man just outside the court. Larry Hughes played in the NBA. I wouldn't be the player I am without Coach Hughes because of mm-hmm. all the academies he started and just the things he's done for me, from training to bringing higher intensity into my playing style. So, and then my coach now, that's my trainer, Coach Taylor, he's taught me a lot about how to be healthy as an athlete, how to gain muscle, a lot of mechanical things that not a lot of people focus on in the game, but I think if players could focus on building their body to where they can withstand some of these games, then they would be a better player. So he's taught me a lot about that and ball handling, and he's grown me as a player. So those 4 or 5 coaches that I just listed are mm-hmm. pretty much my top 5 for coaches. And we'll see with the high school coaches, you know, I'm pretty new with them. We're just starting our relationship out with them being coaches and being new coaches. Coach Green and Coach Wright are new head coaches, I should say. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking to grow the program and grow the players along with it.
Yep.
So what would you say that your strengths on the court are?
I pride myself in defense. I think that's one thing that you watch me play and that's like, okay, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Offensively, I have my good games and I have my bad games. You know, my points vary each game, but I think slashing to the basket's one thing I can really do good at, and getting to the rim. I think with our team, we have a lot of tall guys, but at the same time, we don't have a lot of muscle mass. And so getting to the rim is something that if we can get to the rim and get to the free throw line, that's going to help us out. And I think that's what I'm good at offensively. Mm-hmm. Hitting open mitts, pretty good other thing I have. But yeah, defensively and bringing energy, that's what I pride myself on. And
if you could
come to games, I'm always talking. I'm always mm-hmm. being loud. I lose my voice after every game because I'm loud. So yeah, those are my strengths, but I don't really focus on those as much as I do with my weakness.
Yeah, that's on to my next question. What are some things that you think you could work on in the off season and just better yourself as a player?
I think if I could get a 3-point ball going to where I can be that person who can pull up, Great example in our district is Sam Thompson at Howell. He also works out at Larry Hughes, and he's 6'10" and he's shooting threes. So that just goes to show you the big man doesn't have to stay in the post. So I think if I can grow a three ball, be more consistent. This season I'm starting to get more consistent scoring, being a better scorer. But I think getting even more consistent to where I'm putting up double digits every night. And I think that would help the team a lot, especially with the people we have on the team. If I can be more consistent, then they can be more consistent.
Yeah. So do you have like a dream college that you would go to in the ideal situation? Like, what college would you pick to go play basketball?
Like, I'm a five-star recruit or
something? Yeah, five-star recruit. You have every scholarship from every school.
You know, I'd love to play at Texas A&M or Texas. I think that's two schools that I'd love to play at. Everybody wants to go to Duke and UNC, but to me, those colleges are great, but those are cut out for people who are probably going to go to the league. But I think Texas A&M, Vanderbilt would be another good one, just because I like the Tennessee area.
Yeah.
And Kentucky would be another great option with Coach Calipari. Those are like my top four schools.
So obviously basketball is your number one priority, correct, right now for a
career
path? And do you have a backup plan in mind if basketball doesn't end up working out?
For college or – oh, wait, for a career path?
Yeah, just a career path. Say college basketball doesn't work out for you. Is there like a fascination?
It's a career path. I would say it's something that's going to get me to college. But I think academics, also just being a hard worker in the classroom, will get me to college. I haven't really thought about what I want to do after college. I'm still thinking about that. There's tons of things that you can do nowadays where you don't need college. There's tons of things to do that you do need college. So I haven't really thought about that a whole lot. I thought engineering was going to be it, so I took engineering classes. And I'm still in one now, but I've kind of strayed away from engineering. So we'll see. I'm taking AP psychology next year. If I were to pursue that, I'd want to go work for a three-letter agency somewhere and study criminals pretty much. So I don't really know yet. But if basketball doesn't work out, I think academics will get me there. And I don't really have a backup plan after academics. I guess luck would be my third thought.
Yeah, well, you're doing pretty well for yourself in both categories so far, so I don't think that'll be something you'll have to go to.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all I have for you. I'll let you go. Thank you for coming on the podcast. You had a really great interview.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care.
You too.